That's Nestle and Xena. They're two cats up for adoption at the Animal Service Center. Nestle is part of the large group of animals that came in last week.
We are looking at some of the cats that came in from our large case last week, and this is our cat adoption room.
That's Animal Services Director Erica Leckington. She says the influx of animals was a challenge, but the shelter had a very productive weekend.
The event over the weekend went excellently. We actually adopted out 67 cats overall, which is a record for adult cats on any weekend adoption event that we've ever had. 48 of those cats were actually from the case. So in less than 48 hours, a lot of those cats went from one situation through the animal shelter, processed, you know, made sure that they were wonderful and healthy enough to go into an adoptive home and in their home.
A court ruling last Thursday determined the animals, 85 dogs and cats, were in immediate danger and gave custody to the shelter. Tallahassee officials say Animal Control and Be the Solution worked with the former guardian for the past 9 months to control the growing pet population. In a statement released by the city, Animal Control Supervisor Lieutenant Jeff Doyle says going to court was a last resort, but an action that had to be taken due to the condition of the animal's living environment. Leckington says many of the cats came to them malnourished, and some of them haven't made it to the adoption floor yet. They've named each of the cats after a kind of candy.
Not quite sure what candy that is. A lot of these cats came in as medium hair and long hair, so they were disguising their thin stature underneath all that hair. So while they presented themselves as looking very healthy on the outside in terms of their coat length, they actually were very malnourished.
Animal Control brought in 5 dogs as well, and Leckington hopes they'll be ready for adoption this Friday. Of the 80 cats brought in, there are nearly 30 left to be adopted, and 17 are ready to be adopted right away, unless they've found homes already. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.